Well, Darren, well done. How pleased were you with the performance and the result today?
Yeah, I was very, very pleased with the performance and the result today. Delighted to be into the fourth round of the Cup. Very, very pleased with the performance today. I thought we used the ball very, very well. I thought off the ball, the team worked extremely hard. I thought the experienced players helped the youngsters through. I thought the youngsters showed a great appetite for the game. And I'm just really, really pleased that, you know, it was a 1-0 win today. I felt the way we dominated the game, we could have won the game by more. We had some wonderful opportunities. Delighted for Bakary to come in and score what was the winning goal, but even probably Bakary can probably feel that he probably could have got another one when he went through and he got it cleared off the line. But we created chances in the first and the second half, albeit by scoring one or two more goals. I've got to be very, very happy with the result, you know, and the performance.
And what two individuals I like to talk about. Wes Houlihan, I thought, for the 70-odd minutes he was on, was excellent today.
Wes is a fine technician of the ball. Wes has been extremely patient in for his opportunity. But whenever we put Wes on, Wes has not let us down in terms of anything. I thought he's a great player. He shows intelligence, endeavour for the game. He links the play very, very well. From back to front, and he's a nuisance as well when he gets in around the opposition penalty area, which he showed today. So I was really, really pleased, and his work rate is phenomenal. He's a very fit individual, and we're really pleased, and he showed his intelligence today. The use of the ball was excellent today, so a great afternoon's work for him.
And is there the prospect of him staying until the end of the season? Because at the moment his deal was due to run out this month, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something again that from the start of the week now, it presents the opportunity for me to sort of lift my head now and review the season. I really feel that this for me is the halfway point in our season. I know we've passed it, but it is my halfway point because I've signalled this as the end of the sort of the Christmas programme, and I've been relatively pleased with it. So as I look to the start of next week, we'll be looking and discussing some of the players, and Wes will be one of them.
And Rakeem Harper, I thought, was again terrific for you in midfield. Not even 19 years of age yet.
No, and again, you know, it shows what tremendous prospect he is. He's uses the ball, his finesse on the ball, his understanding of the game. He's got what I'd probably call gears in change of speed in him. He's a powerful boy, and he makes it look easy, the game, at times. The way he just glides across it, and he's a wonderful prospect. And you know what people don't realise with Rakeem Harper, he's only been converted to a midfield player in the last three, probably just under 4 years. So one that's very developing, and understanding of that position is key. But I thought today he showed a class and a maturity with his play at times. And again, another one with a fantastic afternoon's work, you know, and one that the Albion fans would have seen. It's the work with the academy. I've spoken before about our academy. We've got a wonderful academy here. We do endless work to develop the kids. It's wonderful to see them get some homegrown players on the pitch. I was pleased with the fans' patience, understandings, encouragement of the team to get behind the team, and hopefully they've seen a little bit of a flavour this afternoon with the young talented players that we've got within the football club.
And just one other thing I wanted to address with you, Ollie Burke, you're sending to Celtic for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm really pleased for Ollie. It's the right move for Ollie. It's the right move for the football club, for him to go up there and get some games. I keep saying that Ollie's a young talented player here at West Brom, but there's a little gap of games that he's missed thus far. And hopefully going up to Celtic and Scotland, he'll get those games, that understanding. They're a big club, Celtic. It's the right environment for him to get that understanding. He's with the right group of players. And we'll be keeping close tabs on Ollie in terms of from now to the end of the season. But it's really vital that he gets that development and understanding. And we believe that he's at the right club. And it was the right move for him and for us at the football club.